Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey cattle producers, it's the big event coming up August 19th and 20th at Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. On the 19th, 255 fall calving females and spring calving pairs on offer. Then 11 a.m. Saturday, the big event sale, over 300 head of top female genetics on offer. You can attend the big event in person or participate online at Superior Livestock or CCI Live. For videos and the sale book, go to expressranches.com. The big event, details at expressranches.com.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, good afternoon. We had a stronger cattle market, getting back a lot of yesterday's losses here on the feeder cattle and live cattle. But the August live cattle up $1.22 at $139.20. And we had some additional deliveries. The oldest date is now in May of 22. So kind of getting down here at the end in terms of the delivery period for August. October live cattle up $1.30 at $144.47. December's up $105 at $150.70. February live's up $72 at $155.25. Feeder cattle were $1.87 higher in August to $180.67. Right up back near the highs. The high was around $182 three trading days ago. So yesterday we had a reversal. Today we gained that back. September feeders were 250 higher at 185 even. The high the other day was just above 186, so about a little over a dollar off the high. But gaining support throughout the day. Octobers are up $1.60 at 187.17. Lean hogs are up 5 in August, 122.25. October up $1.25 at 100.85. At the end of this week on Friday, we have a cattle on feed report. I've come up with the own numbers here of on feed August 1st, 100%, placements in July, 95%, and then marketed in July, 103%. So lower placements again for about the, I guess it would be the third consecutive month.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
Well, today's grain futures had some pretty surprising moves. We had corn up about 4 cents. The beans ended up the day down 2 and almost 30 cents off their high. So mid-morning, the beans turned around after being sharply higher and sold way back off in a reversal reversal-type trade going into Friday's report. Wheat today held strong throughout the day. December Kansas City up 20 and a quarter, 87.84. Then December cotton up 187 at 100.94. It went up to 102.68. That's the highest it's been in a couple months, and got to the 32% retracement, but did not get any higher than that. So really strong markets, I would say, for the wheat and cotton, and then neutral for corn and beans. On Friday, we have a USDA report, which will be out at 11 a.m. We're starting to see some estimates for that report. It looks like the corn yield's expected to be just around 176. Last month, they were 177. The bean yield, 51.1 bushels per acre. Last month, 51.5. All wheat production, 1.79 billion bushels. Last month, 1.78. So they're ticking that up a little bit. It looks like the average guess for hard red winter wheat is 585 million bushels. The same exact number as where we were last month. Today, the Dow is up 420. The S&P is up 72. Crude oil is up $1.20.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.